Okay. Well, first of all, I'm recording already, so I'm gonna have to move my microphone while it's recording, because I'm not gonna edit this, because I'm a lazy dick. So, hopefully, I can do it without you hitting too many things. Yeah. Alright. Did this work? I guess it did. Oh, not so bad. I think it worked without smashing your ears. It's not too bad. Hello, and welcome to episode, what is this now, 7 of Kitchen Garbage with this old grumpy dumbass. I'm your host, Cuddly Turd, and today I have on the docket more cleaning of dishes and you listening to me doing menial shit that literally no one wants to do. Yeah. I wish I had a washing machine, but I do not. I deeply regret never getting one, but at the same time, no, not at the same time. I regret it wholeheartedly. Let's see if we can stash this over to one side. Oh, there's a bit of water in here. Mmm, delicious. Yeah, I should have done this earlier. Regret. Yeah. All right. Let's clean up this mofo. Last time I cleaned the kitchen, I cleaned my oven as well. That was pretty nice. It has a. It has a cleaning system setting thing, which is actually pretty decent. I was about to say, I wished that it was electrolysis, but that's not what it's called. I think the self-cleaning ovens are called pyro. Electrolysis, pyrotrolysis? That's not a word. Pyrolysis? No. Anyway. Some ovens have a setting in which it basically nukes the fucking oven clean, which is super handy dandy. My system is pretty good too. I'm not complaining. Obviously, everyone would love to have the easier solution. But you know, can't always have everything. Oh, that smells sour. I'm gonna throw that out. Don't know why. feel like my sense of smell is getting better, and it's annoying. Oh, gonna give this a good scrub. I like to clean my area before doing anything. You know, it doesn't make sense to clean in what could be a dirty sink. Not that it's ever gonna touch the sink, because I'm gonna put it in like a plastic thing, but it's more the principle of it, I guess. I really feel like listening to Four Seasons right now. I don't know why. I feel so bourgeoisy, or I think people call them bougie or whatever, to like that kind of music, classical music. But I genuinely do. During long exam writing periods, I usually just listen to Four Seasons on repeat. Because it's like, I don't know, it centers me in a way. Just like some people listen to white noise, I guess. I can't do that because I find it annoying and distracting. But it works for some people, and all the more to them for that. This is the worst. I hate cleaning chicken. But it tastes good. So it's got that going for it, I suppose. That feeling when you're cleaning something and the water splashes somewhere it's not supposed to splash. My hand smells like chicken now. Chicken. What do we have? How sound cloud? SoundCloud. SoundCloud Four Seasons. Great. That is that shit that I do like. That was summer. This is fall, I suppose. Then winter and then spring. Spring. This is clean. I do not need to clean that. I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh no, it is winter. It is scary. Oh. Oh, now it's gonna turn real dark in a second. Oh no! I know, just getting to the good part, but or does it go spring? Does it? No, it must have been fall. I don't know. I needed something more upbeaten and song-like.
Yeah. Man, this is the softest thing I ever did.
It's a little diggy.
It's about something that's pretty important to me.
And that's you. And that's true. I don't really even care about you anymore. But I do. What do I do with the rap life? Ain't a motherfucker choosing in that fight. Do something sad like being broke up even though we had light. Fuck it, I don't even know what I could've done. What I should've done. What are you mad for when the fact there's always when you're sending the rap? I'm not dead.
But she knows what I'ma do with the new songs. And she know I'm pretty soon when the dude on running.
What are you doing, Fona? I have no idea what he's saying. No idea whatsoever. Seriously, fucking hate half a minute long commercials. Who the fuck is ever gonna watch that? Make it 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, I've been playing this game, Stellaris, today as well, and it's really fucking difficult, and it's starting to, no, not starting, it does piss me off, and it pisses me off a lot. I find it the only difficulty options there are in the game are normal, hard, insane, and brutal, or something, or brutal, insane, I don't know. So, you can only turn up the difficulty since normal is, well, normal. However, Unlike any fucking game I've ever played, this game, on normal, is not normal. It never was normal. Ever. Hey. The learning curve in this game is so steep that, like, I feel like it's just fucking with me at this point, because I honestly feel like I'm not doing too bad in the game. But then when I feel like I have a strong position, whatever enemy attacks me just has twice the economy, twice the fleet, and has allies that has the same. And I get it, you know? I get that there are certain things you need to know in order to play the game. But I know how to play the game. Like, at this point, it's just because I don't understand the meta. Because if you don't get the meta in Stellaris, you can't win. Unless you're freakishly good, which I'm not. Take, for example, this last game. I start out, have a good start. My economy is going pretty good, for I would say. At the point where it's at now, I was making 400 minerals every tick. I don't know if that's every month, but the thing is, so let's take it from the beginning. I start out and I expand to a good planet and to another one. And then there are two civilizations that are bordering me on the northern side. And well, the one nation already hates me for no reason whatsoever other than me existing. The other one, not so much, and I try to make diplomacy with it and actually end up being in a federation with that party, which sucks because federations are shit. That's something you also have to learn. Federations are garbage in the game. Obviously, you can't know this, so until you're like 3-4 hours into the game, you might find out that federations are actually ass, and you're doomed to die. Because, so, what happened was, there are two enemy nations. Stop playing your loud music. Two enemy nations. I'm befriending the one on the right that is equivalent to me in force, as it is also equivalent to the other one, because I was equivalent to both of them. Because, and I started to befriend it because they, right and left was becoming friendly, so I was like, well, if they become friends, then I will 100% lose. So, you know, I do the only logical thing and bribe the other nation with a large sum of minerals, and then they go into a federation with me. So far, so good. I'm thinking, all right, now we're superior to that other dude, so let's attack him. And then the dude in my federation goes, no, I don't want to attack him. And that really fucking kills me, because yeah, That really fucked me over. I mean, I could have probably taken that one guy on the left alone if it was just me. But it wasn't. So I try over the course of a long time to get my new Federation buddy to attack the dude with me. Not alone, with me. But he refuses. Now, I'm seeing a trend of the guy on the left. He is... he's allying himself with gigantic nations on, like, around me, and somehow manages, because no way in hell, no matter what I would have ever done, I would not be able to get the diplomacy and the boons that he got. So what he got was, he got the two biggest empires, aside from the fallen empires, he got the two biggest empires to support his claim for independency. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So what does that mean? Well, I assumed that it meant independency, as in, if I attack him, they will defend him. But not entirely. They'll defend, I don't know, parts of his area or whatever. Like, what does securing his independency mean? Certainly for me, it doesn't mean if I attack the guy... no, if the guy attacks me, those large nations will follow up and demolish me. What a fool I am, right? So, after a long time, the guy on the left declares war on me. And I'm like, okay, let's fucking do this, bro. My fleet is actually bigger than his. And as I move over to attack his fleet, I have about a K more or something, I notice that in the southwestern region of my area, another fleet has arrived, and it is, I fucking kid you not, 4 times bigger than my fleet. It is 48,000K, where, no, 48K, whereas mine was around 12, 14K, and the first dude was 12K. So I would have won against the one dude, but instead he has a massive, massive ally that hates me for no, like, that hates me for no reason. I've had no diplomacy with the guy. He just rivaled me right off the bat. So this dude is moving in, and I just, like, I can't fucking catch a break. I don't know how to win this game. It's pissing me off. Like, I couldn't, I don't feel like I am as a sore loser here. I feel like the game is fucking stupid. Like, how does it even have a player base, is my question. Like, how do people play this? Do I have a shitty sense of strategy? I don't feel like I do. I honestly don't feel like I do. I feel like the game is broken, and maybe that's just me. But, I mean, obviously it must have a rather large player base, because it keeps adding on expansion packs and shit, but seriously, like, and the game before that one, which was my first game in a long time, same thing happened. I'm sitting around doing fuck all. Here is actually the issue with it. You can't play the game the way you wanted to. Or, you can't play the game the way you want to. And I don't know if it's just me and my resource management is bad. It's entirely possible. I'm fairly new at the game, but I feel like I should at least have a chance of winning. And at this point, I don't. And it's really... and it pisses me off. It actually fucking pisses me off. Like, there is nothing I could do to have a 48K fleet at that point. There is no way in fucking hell I could. Like, I maxed out over my fleet cap twice as much as, like, you have a cap, which means you can produce a fleet size. Every ship you build has a size. So a corvette is one, cruiser two, destroyer two, cruiser four, battleship eight, right? So you have to find a good mix between those. And I had roughly around 98 fleet available to me at that point, and I maxed out twice that just to hold up against the first guy, right? I had to disable so many research buildings, so many fucking mineral buildings, just so that I would actually be able to hold the energy level, because I was kind of low on energy at that time. And like, there is literally nothing I could do in order to have 48K at that time. I could maybe have pressed it to 20, degrading my mineral production and research further, but that would be about it. Like, there, it pisses me off, because in any other game, right? In any other game, you fuck up, you get punished, and it's over. And that's about 20, 30 minutes of your day, right? With this game, if you fuck up the early game and get behind, it's the entire game that's just gone. Because at some point you'll get demolished by a giant-ass fucking fleet from some cunt half across the fucking galaxy that you've never even heard of, but apparently your worst enemy has support for him. Fucking, ugh. Pisses me off. Like I said, it would be fine if it was actually, in my head, fair. Like, if I had some kind of idea that I was behind, that would be fine. But you can't play this game the way you want to. You have to metagame it, so you can't play the game without diplomacy. You can't just go lone rogue unless you're really fucking good at the game. You have to have diplomacy. And obviously, me wanting to have good traits on my race, I took Repugnant Leader as one of them. And I took, can't remember what the other one was, but Repugnant Leader means that people already dislike you just the second they meet you. Which is really fucking dumb. And now I know, but I'm not sure how to beat this game without being friendly with literally everyone. So I'm gonna go make a race that has really good diplomatic skills and is shit at everything else. So isn't strong, doesn't have a good fleet, doesn't have good mineral or energy production. I just want it to have good relations with all the other races. And let's see where that takes us. And if that doesn't get me a win, then I don't fucking know what to do. Like, the only time I've ever been in a game and won was with Garion. But he also has, like, a gajillion hours, and that shouldn't, that honestly fucking should not be necessary. Fuck me, really? fucking... There's a moth in here now. Fuck me. Is it? Hello, Mr. Moth. I don't know. Fuck. I hate moths. I hate anything flying. Anyway. Oh, there it is. Idiot. But it's like, it shouldn't be necessary for me, as a beginner at the game, to be demolished for reasons I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm not learning anything from the game that gives me any indication of what to do differently. And I mean, obviously that's not true, because now I'm gonna try to do the fucking diplomatic shit, but I feel like that should not be a requisite. Prerequisite for winning. Like, I understand that people will hate you if you're a warmonger. That's, you know, everyone fucking hates North Korea, but... if North Korea doesn't attack anyone, why is everyone attacking North Korea? Yeah? No? AIDS. I hate this game so much already. Kitchen crap, 7 out.